Hi, everybody. Good to be back. Wonderful for all of you to be here. Soon we're going to have hopefully 360 of all the people who are here in Zoom. So everybody can see everybody. Everybody can say hello to everybody. And I can say hello to you. Anyhow, the portion is called Vayeshev. Vayeshev means to settle down, to sit. And of course, what does the first verse mean? Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov has so many problems, so many issues with the brothers, with Shimon and Levi fighting in Shechem, with Dinah going out, with his brother trying to kill him, and Lavan making his life miserable. Basically, he never had a minute, to sit and think about the problem. I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, you start the day, it's just not going well. It's not that the day is bad. There is no bad days or good days. Even in our new calendar that you're going to have soon, digital calendar, you're going to see that there is a specific day that are better than others. But what does that mean that you start the day and nothing work? You reach to your pocket for your wallet, you forgot the wallet at home. You reach for the key for the car, you realize you took the key for the house, but not for the car. There is day like that. And in days like that, tell us the Talmud, actually, is a day that they remove your problem or your sin, whatever you did. What does that mean? A lot of time, we're not sharing as much as we meant to be sharing. And I'm not talking about just materialism. Sharing time, sharing a smile, sharing your words of wisdom, sharing a hug soon, sharing your house. So the person is not sharing, then they split to two type of people. If they are did a lot of sharing before, then as a reward from the angels, problems start happening. I'm sure you're asking, why do we need problem if I did sharing all my life? Because problems are nothing more than a reminder that you got to share as much as you shared before. What did Yaakov sin? He didn't do anything wrong. He just do good from morning to night. Well, Yaakov, who considered the most powerful among his grandfather, his father, and him, he considered the most powerful. That's why he's the only one that his faces appear on the throne of God. Want to correct everything. What does that mean to correct everything? We know that Adam and Eve, commit a crime in the Garden of Eden. What was the crime? Food and sex. Eating from the tree of knowledge before the time and making love before the time. Premature sex and premature food. In life, most of the problem that we are doing is when we are doing the right thing too early. Or we cannot hold the negative thing that we're going to do. We cannot hold it for another day, for another hour. So Yaakov, every one of the father, correct something. Abraham connect the idol worshiping. Worship of the tree was idol. Isaac correct the bloodshed. Why? Because Eve and Adam caused death to the world. We were supposed to live forever. Jacob corrected sexuality. So, what left to be correct? The clothing. If you remember, after Adam and Eve sinned, God gave them clothing. What was the clothing made from? The skin of the snake. What is the skin of the snake? The skin on our body. Because originally, we didn't have that skin on us. We had kutnot or, from or, alef vavresh. We had shining thing that shine. Or alef vavresh and or ein vavresh, skin. Skin and light sound the same. Not written the same, but sound the same. And because of that, the change take a place because of the sin. And Jacob want to correct also the skin and the clothing of Adam. Those details, by the way, come from Rabbi Avraham Azulai. How did he correct the clothing? When he saw that he gave birth to Yosef, you need to know, Yosef was the first child that Jacob wanted to be married to Rachel, because he knew to finish the tikkun, to finish the karma, the dharma, to finish the misery of the world, he has to give birth to Joseph. Why? Because Joseph carried the old concept, being Yesod, being the foundation, carried the old concept of the entire tikkun of Adam and Eve. And that's why he needs Joseph to be next to him. And for that reason, he brought the best tailor, or he did that, to give him the best clothing, the clothing as Adam Rishon, as Adam and Eve used to have. But what happened? Well, you know, this week portion, Joseph has been kidnapped for being too much ego. I'm going to go into the detail soon. And been sold into Ishmaelim, the Ishmaelai, and from there to Egypt, and become a slave. And they bring the clothing to the father. Akerna, they tell him, do you recognize this clothing? An animal attacked him and ate him. How sad Jacob is. Now Jacob is not just sad for Joseph losing a son, which I don't need to tell you how painful it is, losing a child. He was sad because he was sure that through Yosef and the clothing, he can correct the world and we will never see pain and suffering. So first aspect of this week is to understand, what are you working for? What are you actually doing? I'm asking myself that every day. Are we here just to stay alive, make a living, make some money, have some joy, lose weight, gain weight, eat a certain dessert, don't, have an argument, disagree, yes, agree, study something, study spirituality, don't study spirirituality, against a certain spiritual group, for a spiritual group? Life is about vibration, life is not about vibration. Or we want to tune into something totally different, which is Jacob correcting the world, this universe. Because if you're not busy correcting the world, you will have fun, you will have joy, but the joy you're going to have will be small. It's not going to be big. And will not last for a long time. For that reason, Vayeshev, Yaakov want to settle down, telling us, when you want to settle down in life and you want to get whatever that you want to get, is what once you want to settle down, is that for the world or is that for you? And we got to be careful. Especially the one who feels they bless. You know, a lot of people want to look good, want to have a lot of money, want to be famous. It's good, it's allowed. But why? The why is only between you and yourself. Now, you can lie to yourself that it's for the right reason, but then you pay the price. It's very dangerous. What's the price? Sadness, panic attack, all kind of problem. Not just other problem, big problem. Small problem, but those are the problem. For that reason, Jacob wanted to settle down. He deal with his brother. He deal with his father-in-law. He deal with his wife. He deal with all the problems And then he gave birth to Yosef. Now it's time. It's time to. You have 12 tribes. That's it. Tell Rashi. Kafat alav rokzo shel Yosef. The Dark Lord, without mentioning his name at night, as Dari said, don't mention, said, how come this gentleman, Jacob, is perfect, is settled down? How come he's doing all the spiritual work? I'm not allowing it. This is has to change. So the Rokzo, so the Dark Lord was looking for something to cause a problem, that Yaakov will be busy with the problem and not will be busy with Tikkun Olam, will not be busy with fixing the world. I want to make sure it's clear there is a big difference when a righteous man, a righteous woman experiencing a pain, the righteous experience a pain. When a righteous person experiencing a pain, they cannot do a lot of good to the world. That's why if you know somebody is in pain, somebody spiritual, somebody righteous, somebody who really into this kind of stuff, and you're not helping them, you fool, because you're not helping yourself. Because if that person would be peaceful, the world would be peaceful. And that person would be in chaos, the world would be in chaos. I always say that. And you always look for those people who really study for real and find them and make sure that their life is peaceful, that they don't have to worry. And then the world looks peaceful. But when a regular person gets pain, of course, that's a tikkun. That's the mean they need to work on that. They need to change something. Big difference. So we're talking about Jacob, guys. Jacob. Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov is sitting there. He gave birth to a son named Yosef. Joseph. And Joseph is not likable by none of his brother. Why? Because he's premature. What does premature mean? He's giving them the right message in the wrong time. There is I'm drinking tea with Nana, so that's why I see me chewing. You know what Nana? Mint. It's like a green leaves. So, I give you an example about the concept of premature. They ask, if you know there is an evil guy, like the evil guy who did the war in Europe, and you met him as a baby, would it be the right thing to kill him, or it would be the wrong thing? If you say yes, you're killing a baby. If you say no, you just lost millions of people's life. For that reason, we cannot make decision when something is premature. Joseph meant to be king, like he became king of Egypt. He was second to Pharaoh, but he ruled not just Egypt, he ruled the whole world. He saw his future. He told it to his brother, who couldn't see what he's talking about. What the brother did based on the present time and based on the fact in the present time was right. Why do you think it's right? Abraham had a son named Ishmael. He had to go out. He was kicked out. Yitzchak and Avram like Ishmael. Isaac has a son named Esau. Did Isaac love Esau? Yes. He tell him, go hunt and come back and give you a blessing. Then they see Yaakov love Yosef. They feel that this family, something's going on here. The grandfather loved the wrong son. They say the Isaac loved also the wrong son. And now Jacob, they say, and the way he spoke to them was a lot of ego. They say it's for sure. That this guy is the same like Abraham, Isaac, like Ishmael for Abraham, and the same for Esau for Isaac. For that reason, they say, gotta get rid of him. Some wanna kill him, Some would have sent him to slavery. Some would have kidnapped him and bring him back to his father. Sad story. Sad, sad story, my friend. Actually, they say that the soul selling your brother into slavery caused pain for the Israelite for 2,000 years, just for that little action. You can't judge. Someone based on the existing moment. You can't. Because could be you're right about what you see. But you're wrong about what's going to be here later. That's when people tell me I have a strong intuition. I always answer them, my dog have a better intuition than you. And it doesn't come from my deep Kabbalah class. Intuition is nothing. Intuition is a reflex of an animal that there is within a human. That's what the intuition is. There's a big difference between intuition to Ruach HaKodesh. Holy Spirit means that you not only know what's going on. Let's say you meet people and you have a vibe that those people are bad people. You're right. But if those people will be wrong people for you for a long time or it's just for this 1 hour. So your intuition, you feel that that person get angry with his wife and when he came to the party, when you meet with them, the vibe was terrible. You're right. But tomorrow if you meet with him, it will be a different person. That's the difference between intuition and the Ruach HaKodesh and the Holy Spirit. Now, when a person is sad, he's no longer connected to the Ruach HaKodesh. He's no longer connect to that force that clearly tells the person what he or she needs to do. Jacob, after they kidnapped Joseph, and he thought he died, lost it. Lost Ruach HaKodesh anymore. Because when a person is depressed, he's no longer at Ruach HaKodesh. One of the deal to get Ruach HaKodesh, to get this ability to be psychic, one of the strongest, to be happy. The first condition. First condition, to be happy. Second condition, to be quiet. To be quiet, not to talk a lot. So, Rabbi Isaac Luria write on himself that the way that he achieves the highest level of spirituality is by looking with everything with happiness. For that reason, I call my book The Laughing Billionaire. That's why I want many people to read it, especially before January, so they will be ready. You know, The Laughing Billionaire, to understand how to laugh, to understand how to be happy, different condition. Now, let's go back to our story. So that's the story. Now, tell us Fatemet. Vayeshev Yaakov. And Yaakov settled down. Yaakov was sitting. He say Vayeshev Yaakov. You should look at it as tshuva. Meaning that every person, always the portion of Vayeshev, fall few days before Hanukkah. We are before Hanukkah. We know that doing Hanukkah is not just a memory of the candle, the Greek, the empire, and the Maccabees, and whatever happened. This is a symbol, this is a nice story, but there is more to it. Hanukkah is giving you power to do tshuva. If you don't feel it already, and that's why you always prepare the Chanukiyot, the halakha said 3 days before. You have to have a table with a menorah on it 3 nights before. So Tuesday night, Wednesday night, so Thursday night you light it. By tomorrow it should be already a table with the menorot. That's what the Mekubalim, all the Kabbalists explain. That's the important. Why? Because in Hanukkah you feel already a need to change. There is a need to change. Sit with yourself and ask yourself, do I do Vayeshev? Vayeshev means tshuva, repentance. Do I do anything about changing myself? And ask yourself that. So, when we are talking about getting into that level of Vayeshev, getting into that level of tshuva, maybe we need to remind everybody what tshuva means. Tshuva means to be sorry for what you did in the past when you know it's wrong, not to do it again, and to be tested again that you're not going to do it. Yeah. So the whole concept of this week portion to really go deep into yourself and start asking yourself, am I for real? In your own level, am I for real? Am I truly for real? Am I truly mean what I say? Say what I think. And I'm not saying to go ahead and just go to the street and tell what's wrong with people. I'm saying if you already give compliment, do you mean it? Then the other end of it, are you afraid to say to somebody, love you, when you're afraid your ego gonna hurt? All those things need to be improved. And it's not easy. I didn't grow up with a family that show or speak emotions. Our house was kind of quiet, very quiet. But the emotions of anger used to come easily out. So it was some emotions. Anger and fear was strongly appear. But love was expressed by action, not by words. Words was not something important. So ask yourself, where are you in your life not going forward to change and to improve yourself? And I highly recommend, and if you want, I can say I challenge you, to write down maybe one, two thing, or two, or three. I believe one is enough. That you want to change this year. Is it losing weight? Is it, I don't know, walking 5 miles a day? Is it forgiving your parents? Is it saying I love you to some people that you don't know how to start even the word I love you to them? Remember, you don't want to die with wish, with dream. You want to die with memories. If you have one day to die and you only have dreams, you missed it, man. You just missed it. It's gone. But if you go with memories, it's fun. So change now. Hanukkah is coming Thursday night. Change. Work on that. And to commit to it, put it on your Facebook, on your Instagram, whatever page you have. And say, people, pray for me. I'm working on being more patient. You don't know how much power people have. We are the most powerful thing that exists on this planet. And when people get together, it's the most beautiful thing. And I know right now you think we are far away from each other. But you have no idea how powerful is the vessel that you're building right now. How powerful is what you're building right now. If you are happy about this time now, and you know it's only to build us to get to a better place, what's coming next for you is the biggest thing you ever came for you. You'll be shocked how big you become. But if you think, when is this time going to be over? With the COVID and all this and that. And of course we want it to be over. But don't want it to be over just to be over. I want to be over so everybody will be healthy. People will stop dying. I hope you heard my message. Anyway. So, going back to what I said before. Premature. So Yosef is a king, but it's premature. He's only 17 years old. So if you meet Yosef, most probably we're all going to get angry with him. He's come and tell us some dream, that they dream about us, and we slave to him. Is this happen? This ever happen? In the past it didn't, but in the future it did. Remember when they came to Egypt to look for food? They become the slave of Joseph. They did. They did become the slave of Joseph. So we understand from it that all what Joseph saw happened. They didn't like what he saw, but it did happen. So why Joseph have to suffer for his prophet? Why? Because the truth of the matter, the brothers of Joseph in the present time were greater than him, way greater than him. Yosef was not even reaching the 10% of their level. But, listen carefully to that, and this is from Sfat Emet. But because Joseph went through the test of being sold, of putting in the pit, of taking the clothes off, being humiliated, going through all the tests in Egypt, putting in prison for something he didn't do. Tell us the Sfat Emet. Be'ikvot ha-nisayon, because of that test, kamuvan shu ya'ale mala-mala. Mikan lomdim, from here we learn, sha'nisayon hu be'etzem oto nitzotz, oto spark, shemadlik et ha'esh. Tell us, Sfat Emet, that truly, what makes Joseph the greatest is the test he went through. Not Joseph as Joseph. Joseph as Joseph meant to be king. But he would never become the king if he wouldn't go through the test. Are you a king? Are you a queen? Are you in where you're supposed to be? What is your spark of test you're supposed to be going through? If somebody asks you for something, to give something that you cannot give and it's too much for you? Is somebody asking you to forgive when you're not in the mood to forgive? What is your test? What is your spark? You don't have to be sold to Egypt to be a slave. You don't have to go and put in the pit to suffer with scorpion and snake. But how do you look at your test every day? How do you look at those challenges every day? That you try everything you can. You put your money into something. You put your money into project. You put your money into different people and waiting for the right person to drop in and it will work already. Do you consider that as part of what you're going to be? Or you look at it as a project that didn't work? Because in life, as I say many times in my book, Laughing Billionaire, I say it again, there's achieving and there is overcoming. Achieving is goals that you put for yourself. I have goals I have to make. How much money I have to make. How many things I have to do. But what do you overcome? That's a different thing. The overcoming builds you. The achieving builds your sustenance or build your income or build whatever you want to have in your domain. When we say Vayeshev Yaakov and Yaakov settled down, Yaakov already overcome everything a human being can imagine to overcome. He even started to overcome things for us, for the world, till this day. Yaakov did all work. And then they gave him an extra one. Deal with the soul cell of Joseph. Das. And that Jacob had to overcome too. And he did. It took him many years. Many years. And don't forget the way Jacob became Jacob. If you remember, Isaac blessed him. His mother told him, let's cheat your father. She dressed him with something, clothing. Remember it was clothing. His brother went hunting. His mother was cooking the best dishes for his father. He came to his father serving the food. Fooled his father. What happened to the brother? They fooled their father too. The brother is now fooled his father to tell him that Joseph died. Are you with me on that? I mean, this is same thing. Because life is like a circle. It's always coming around. You cannot be on the top all the time. You cannot be on the bottom. If you want to stay on the top all the time, you have to appreciate. If you want to get out of the bottom, you have to understand that the bottom is just a lesson that you have to get out of. So it's always a circle. By the way, the Midrash say that Yaakov was the one who invented the round coin as we know it. Before Jacob, it was square coin. And that's why after Yaakov, they call it Zuzim. Zuzim comes from the Lazuz. Lazuz means to move. Because it's moving, it's circle all the time. To remind us that life is a circle. One day you're up, one day you're down. But that's a different story. My friend, what I want to ask you. Are you looking at the test you're going through? And I don't know what kind of test. Yesterday, last night, I was thinking about so many things that I went through in my life. And I remember that whatever I went through, and maybe it will help you, whatever I went through, I always knew in my mind that the Creator loved me. So whatever I was in the Argentinian prison or Allen Park prison in New Jersey, being arrested for something I didn't do for a few hours, then being released, if you don't believe that this is needed for the sake of you growing to the next level, then you wasted the problem. But if you look at the issue that you're going through, marriage issue, relationship issue, and you know how to use that as a growth to the next level, then it is become going to the next level. But if you look at it like it was a mistake from the Creator to cause you that issue, then it's a missed opportunity. Because you cannot go to the next level. You can. When things are just going perfect. Why? Because you're not ready. A beautiful woman, a smart woman, a rich woman. Try to imagine a rich, smart, and beautiful woman cannot overcome a lot of things because everything comes easy. So she maybe have everything she achieved. But she's broken because she never overcome anything. You take a person who's a little bit ugly, very poor and dumb, not smart. For them, everything for them is to achieve was hard. Very hard. I remember my first lecture ever was in New York. And I'm more of a writer than a teacher. And I wrote a lecture for somebody else to give it. So the other teacher saw it. It was in 91 or 92. He said, "My God, this is a very complicated lecture. I cannot give it." And I said, "You have to give it." "So why don't you give it?" I said, "I'm not that great as a teacher. It's not my mother language. I speak Hebrew." Found myself giving lectures of how to read people palm and face. I did it in a hotel on 50th Street, if you know Manhattan, and Lexington. Normally, the people who used to come to classes was 26, 35 people maximum. I gave a class, we have 150 people, TV channel, radio channel. I'm panicking because my English is not that great. I'm not a teacher, not a public speaker. I don't want to be there. And I have all those pages that I wrote for the other teacher. And I'm looking at the pages and I'm reading it. So I said, "You know what, Eliyahu? Just read from the paper. Your English will not be that great. Smile as much as you can. And then run away from there. The problem, if you're not New Yorker, they want to meet with you." And I'm not at that point, 92, pretty young. I'm not the type to meet. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a speaker. So I try to pass them on to other teachers. And it's really not working well. And it was this woman, God bless her soul, very sweet. Her name is Melissa. Melissa, so sweet. And that woman named Melissa was not sweet at that time. She was tough on me. "I want to meet you now." And she was sneezing and coughing. I said, "What's going on with this city, New York? Now!" So listen, I'm not a regular teacher. I'm not good. I'm just a writer. I write lectures. That's what I do. I write lecture for teacher, and then I go away. So now I need to meet with you. Then I find myself start doing reading. I never believed that I would do reading for people. I used to do it privately. When I was single, it was a good start to ask a girl out. You start looking at her hand. Astrology a little bit here and there. That's good. That's it. Then leave me alone. I didn't think it would be like something. God have a different plan. Maybe I don't want to do it because I was shy then. I'm still shy, but I hide it well. And I'm very shy. Most people don't know that. And because the pain I went through while I was teaching, and I was then I'm traveling to Canada, and I was traveling to Mexico, and I'm traveling to LA, I'm traveling to the whole world to give lectures. And of course, after 2 years, it took me 2 years to feel comfortable as a teacher. And then if you don't look for something else to overcome, you can't become the king or the queen of what you do. So whatever you guys are doing, I don't know what you're doing. Are you creating jewelry? Are you in the stock market? Are you a lawyer? Are you trying to sell homes, real estate? Are you trying to, I don't know, sell fabric? It doesn't really matter what you do. It matters, are you challenge yourself to the next level? Because if you don't, you're not going to become Yosef. And there is no need to throw you to the pit. And there is no need to sell you to slavery. Because you're not going to get it, you're just going to complain. And you're right to be complained because you don't get it. But if you get it, then you said, I have a great potential. I need a spark to take me from this level to the highest level. What is that spark? A test you have to go to. Yosef went to a very tough test. Tough. Because to be a king, you have to overcome something very big. The question, what do you want to become? If you want to become just little you, you don't need to make too much effort. You can just go ahead, live in the, next to the river of the Amazon. Beautiful there. Nobody even know about Corona there. Be careful from the fish or whatever is there. But it's good. You live there. It's beautiful. But if you want to become something or someone to make a difference in the world, then challenges will come. Things will not be easy. You'll find yourself in the street. You'll find yourself crying for things not working. But just remember that the Creator loves you. Love you unconditional, endlessly. And if you remember that, everything opened up. That's what the Sfat Emet is telling us, okay? That the whole concept of becoming a king and queen, if you are a Vayeshev, if you try to settle down, it's okay. But that's when you're not going to grow. You're only going to enjoy what you did till now. But if you look forward, and I'm not talking about people who like to work. Meaning if you are, Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus, most probably you enjoy work. There's people who actually wake up in the morning and they're looking for work. There's people like this. How can I work? How can I work.com? There's people like that. And for them, it's not an effort to work. So that's not considered an effort. It's not a change. A change meaning, what can I do different than what I do now? Let's say the one who plan need to work. The one who work need to plan. You got to do something. I don't want to use the word uncomfortable, but something out of the ordinary. Something which you wouldn't believe that you can do. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. For me, it was difficult at the beginning to be among people. Being shy, which, again, I hide it very well with a big smile. But I'm shy. I'm shy with people I don't know. So I was invited to a party 2 years ago in downtown LA. I didn't know how to open a conversation. I just don't know how to do it. It doesn't matter what I say, my mind is nervous. So when I try to open a conversation, I just smile. And I think the Creator helped me because he sees that I'm in big trouble. And I never had it right. People think I have it right all the time. It just happened. But I don't know how it happened. When I'm with people I know, I feel super comfortable. It's the best for me. But the point for me is to break through the idea of people I don't know and still be comfortable around them, you know, and be okay in my own skin. And I'm sure I'm revealing myself because maybe you can reveal for yourself what your thing is. You know, for every person is something. And the beauty is when you get there, you can call yourself a king. You can call yourself a king. And that's the real thing for each and everyone. And it doesn't matter the reason. I mean, my reason would be not a supporting family. It doesn't mean they didn't support me. They couldn't support me emotionally. You know, it doesn't make them bad. They're great, great parents, great family. They just didn't know better. So if I would buy a guitar with my own money, they wouldn't know why would I spend money on guitar. If I would try to get this, they always put me down. So the idea for me when I meet new people, I'm nervous. It's not easy for me. But once, because God gave me a gift of reading their mind or reading their soul, it's a gift that the thing the Creator gave me, so I will be more comfortable. Not because I'm special. People think, oh, this guy can read people and all this and that. It's a gift because this is the area that I need to help with, and the Creator gave me that gift. Joseph was sold to slavery, and that's what made him the king. You have to remember that, please. And as Father Met say, without the pain and suffering he went through, he would never become the king. Now, the question is, and I want to raise another one, the Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, write in the book that Rabbi Avraham Azoulay wrote, called Orach HaMa'al HaZohar, he write that the reason that the Holy Brother want to make him disappear is what I said before. Because they saw that Abraham liked the wrong person, Isaac liked the wrong person, it's got to be Yaakov liked the wrong person. But the question that Rabbi Avraham Azoulay is asking in the same book, Orach HaMa, what is exactly the reason to sell Joseph to slavery? If we understand that in the present time, the brother are much higher level than Joseph. They're all perfectly righteous. Joseph have a little ego. Yes, his future to be the king, his future to be the best of the best, but he have ego. And for that reason, if you know, it's Ev Yaakov Shamar et Adavar. And Yaakov kept the thing. What did he keep? The secret that he know that Joseph will be the greatest. He just known the time. But he couldn't tell them that. How can he tell them he's right, but he's wrong for the now? So what do? Be quiet. Rabbi Avraham Azoulay write in the book Orach HaMa, which is commentary of the Zohar. Sibat HaMechira I, the reason they have to sell him. If Joseph is a slave to the brother, can you sell somebody who's not your slave? No, you can't. So they treat him like a slave. They put him in a pit like a slave. They sold him to Egypt like a slave. Sold him to the Ishmaelim like a slave. He was treated like a slave. He came to Egypt as a slave. He went to prison like a slave. So if he is the slave of the brother, when he become the king of Egypt, and the brother in the future come to visit Egypt. Now, who control Egypt? Joseph or the brother? So when the Israelite went to Egypt to be slave there for 400 years, it might get worse. They might never leave Egypt. Because Joseph was the king, and because the brother were ruling Joseph, so now the brother, Joseph, okay, brothers, Joseph, and Joseph controlled the world. So who controlled the world? The brother. Tell us, Rabbi Avraham Azoulay, that the whole reason for that to happen, that the Israelites eventually on Passover will able to leave Egypt. How many things need to happen for something to work perfect? How many things need to happen in your life for something to be perfectly perfect? I know that some of you complain about this, somebody suing you, this person suing you, this person steal from you. If you don't let things flow and understand, it's a perfectly okay, then it's difficult. And there is always point of view for each person. I come to you and I say, listen, I need please $28 million. That's a lot of money. Now, your entire money is $5 billion. And you think to yourself, even if I have $65 million, I would not give Eliyahu $28 million. I think it's crazy. Then you go to sleep, and in your dream, God and the angel come to you and say to you, listen, you don't know it, but this guy named Eliyahu here from Crest on LA, we're going to come to him in next week, and we're going to give them a miracle cure for all problems. But to develop the whole thing, it will cost him $27.5 million. Wow. Why 28 then? Well, for the time being, he will might need to eat and all this for all those years. So he have food, he have a place to live. So now you're thinking different about the $28 million. It's no longer sound big. It sounds, wow. So there is a bigger picture. And that's what Rabbi Avraham Azoulay tried to tell us. There is a bigger picture. Instead, when somebody asks you for something to do, and it's not just materialistic. When I say material, it's easier to remember his number. But somebody asks you, I need you to be there for me for the next 40 days, every day to talk to me for 10 minutes. Every day? Yes. All right. We can do that. Now you can think no, or you can think there is a bigger picture going on. Or somebody said to you, can I eat dinner in your house every day for the next 40 days? And you start thinking, 40 days, that's a lot. Okay. Do you believe in big picture? Do you believe there is actually a big picture? Do you believe that actually there is a creator? What if that person is a cheater? He's just going to take the $28 million and he will go, or she will go to build a house, I don't know, in Hawaii or in Fiji. They're going to go to Fiji. Not your business. Your business is to think about it. And if you have it, just say, let me see what I can do. I have people knock on my door all the time to ask for money, to ask for this, for that. And we have tradition in our house. Somebody knock on the door, we give them charity, we give them food, and we give them water. And Tikkuni HaZohar, one book. So four things. Holy book, just Tikkuni HaZohar. Those of you who don't have it, please let Debbie know, make sure you have it. Food, water, and money. The money is because they need money, they ask money. The water is because maybe they're thirsty. The food, maybe they're hungry. And Tikkuni HaZohar, maybe they're a scholar and they want to study. So I have this gentleman, I like his honesty. I came to the door myself. And I said, 1 second, I go bring my money, I go bring the thing. So I bring money, and this, and I go, the usual package, we call it in our house. Here's the money, here's the food, here's the water, here's that. So I said, thank you, everything else, give me just the money, have a good day. I might be turned off that he only want the money for me, but I shouldn't. What do I know? Now it's my business to know if it's good or bad. I saw my mother give to everybody. And I one time asked my mom, what is your secret that you give to everybody? She said to me, when a person already put his hand down, or when a person speak to your ear and say, I want, you have to find a way to give. That's my mother's lesson. So, wow, it's a big lesson. And then my mother told me, actually, it's not my lesson. It's your grandfather's lesson. He teach me that. My grandfather was a very famous Kabbalist who only specifically know how to take magic or black magic from people or negativity from people. Evil eye. So my friend, big picture will get you out of settling down. When you are just looking to settle down, you're going to buy your one computer, you're going to buy your one box of tissue. But when you think it big, it's different. You know, Debbie and me usually host people on Shabbat. We always have lunch on Shabbat here. And we go, we order enough food for everybody. Whoever is coming here, we make social distancing and we eat. Taking care of everybody. We enjoy that. Nothing gives us more joy. When we order food, we don't think individual. We don't think me or her or family or two more people. No, we think 20, 30. Before the COVID, we're thinking 100. Everything was in 100. And of course, it's for free. We want to give for free for people. As much as we can afford, as much as donations we raise. We want to make sure that people will have. Nobody will complain. And by the way, if you know anybody who doesn't have the menorah for Hanukkah and we can still have time to take care of them, let us know so we can help, please. And those of you who donated money for the army, the donation arrived to, where did it arrive? To Afghanistan? Okay. Afghanistan, so all the food is in Afghanistan already. And now we share to Qatar and to Iraq. And what is the other country? Kuwait, and to Kuwait. So we're very happy about it. This is cause happiness in our heart. I hope that God will make us big enough and powerful enough so we can share more. Because there's no reason why people wouldn't have food for Shabbat. Why people wouldn't have menorah. There's no reason for that. We can be there for people. We can actually be there for people. And when it's larger the group is, smaller the donation will be. So if you have 10,000 people, everybody give $1, it's $10,000. So easy. And then boom. But when the group is still small, then every person, when it's a one person has to give 10,000. That's what I'm trying to say. So, my friend, what I want to say, don't settle down with me. I do my breathing. I do my meditation. I mean, it's very nice you do your breathing and meditation. But there's people out there who don't do their breathing and meditation. They actually look for a loaf of bread. It's all what they need. Just think, wake up. And also, get out of the comfort zone to give your friend business. If you know that somebody in your group do something, look, ask God, please give me an idea how I can make them make money. It's not only to give them charity. Sometimes it's to give them opportunity to do something so they can benefit a lot of money from it. That's really what it's all about. Anyway, so everything is about not to settle down, always to think big. Now we know the story continue. Judah is the person who sold Joseph to Ishmaelim. And as he sell his brother, he marry a woman, wrong woman, and she give birth to three boys. The first boy marry a beautiful woman named Tamar. It's not working out. He died. Because he didn't want to make left to her because he's afraid she lose her beauty. The second boy did the same, died too. Tamar acted as a prostitute because she know that from Yehuda is supposed to come the Messiah. This going on as a test, Tamar seduces Judah so he can make her pregnant. And in the end, she gave birth to the most amazing kids. I'm going to explain it in a second. In the same time, Joseph has been seduced by the woman in Egypt. Those two forces, Yesod of the Eranpin by Yosef, and Malchut by Yehuda, King David. These are the two forces that control the world. Yesod is the potential, and Malchut is the actual. When you connect those two forces together, you get solution for all issues. What is the story with daughter-in-law sleeping with the father-in-law and act like a prostitute? Well, there is something called yibum. Just when you think you can settle down, you can't. In the laws of reincarnation, if a man dies and he doesn't have children, he must come back next lifetime to have children. Having children is the first thing that you have to do as a human being. You have to have kids. Men, not women. So men have to have children, not women. Women don't have to have kids. Women can be a vehicle for the men to have the kids. But a man is the one supposed to have kids. So if a man comes to this world, doesn't have kids, he has to come back, or he gets stuck in an elevation. Sad story. The two sons of Judah didn't have kids because they didn't want to get their wife pregnant. Yehuda make love to his daughter-in-law. I know it sounds weird. I cannot go to details now. She gave birth to how many kids? Two. He had twin. Those are the reincarnation of the two husbands from before. That thing, my friend, called yibum. So you get a second chance to correct yourself. So every man that comes to this world, your number one goal from every spiritual aspect He used to make kids, but of course, it's kids are to create children is more important than anything else in the world. Unfortunately, people, when they say create children, they think sex. But sex, it's an act. It's an act. Making children is a plan. Meaning, it's have to be done on Friday night, after midnight, with the right meditation. And then you can bring soul into that body called a child that will make a difference. But if you don't do those meditation, and you settle down, vayeshev again, settle down, you're just lazy, then the leader of the world will be a result of making love of a parent who have no idea what they're doing. If there is one thing that needs to be corrected in this world, is to teach parents how to make children. The act, the pregnancy, the giving birth, and the education. If that's not been going to be learned by people who are getting married, I believe that every couple who get married has to get educated in that arena and they want to have children. Every one who get married, if they don't know what they're doing, they are destroying the world more than global warming, more than anything else. Because we are talking about human beings. We talk about the next generation. How many kids were born today? 3,000? What's the percent of those 3,000 to be good? What's the chances to be good? Depends on the act of the father and mother. If the act was wrong, this whole thing will destroy the world. If the act was right, then the whole thing will benefit the world. So creating the children become more important than any act that there is in this universe. Do you ever think about it? The most important. That's why in my new book that I'm writing, I'm in the middle of it. I don't know how long it's going to take until it will be ready. It's a book about a sexual relationship. To make people understand, yes, there is joy in sex and orgasm and blah, 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 blah. But there is something else, creating of children. For that reason, Tamar knew that from Yehuda will come the Messiah. She said, I know I'm in this family for a reason. And when the rumors came around that his daughter-in-law is pregnant to who know who, she proved in quiet way that she is the father. And for that reason, the Torah, the Talmud, the Zohar, the Holy Zohar, say that Tamar is an example for all of us how to behave. Especially when you're right, and you know that you're right. You're not going to embarrass the other person by telling them, you are wrong and I'm right. You're going to say, I think I'm pregnant to whoever owned that stamp. And it's their choice to go for it and to say, yes, I'm the father or not. Because again, because everything is about the big picture. When you look for the big picture, you cannot settle down. When you look for something small and you achieve it, then you're not trying to overcome something new. The point here, what I'm trying to make, is if you want to make a change in the world and change within your life, challenge yourself. Look for challenge. If you cannot challenge yourself, book a time with Debbie or with me. I think we can help you with that. I think we can help you with that. But again, it's up to you to judge. And that we can push you to a level where it's good for you. And again, you have to trust us. If you don't trust us, don't book any lesson. The trust is not because we're good or because we're not good. It's about you. If you feel you can trust a human being, then choose somebody else. It doesn't have to be us. Choose somebody you can feel can trust that person and ask them to challenge you to the next level. Level of business, level of relationship, level of different thing. You know? And when you do that, it's tremendous. You know, yesterday I had a very vivid dream. In a dream I saw about 1,000 details. I saw a person that I never met physically. She was in my dream and it was very powerful. I didn't expect it. I never had a dream with a person I never met physically. It's my first. And it's almost like God and the angel told me that we're supposed to do something together. I just don't know what it is yet. I mean, I know they're going to tell me. And it was very strong. And it was all kind of blessing that I didn't tell her in the call what I happened. And she coincidentally today told me that. So I start looking and think like, this is kind of scary. Not scary, but weird a little bit. Not weird. Like, because I want to avoid it as being shy. I don't like to talk about personal stuff. But then it's happening. I don't know if it ever happened to you. When things are happening out of control, and you know you're meant to do something with that person. I don't know what it is yet. I know it's a big thing that will change the world. I can't wait for that to happen. But in the same time, it's kind of unique. And I'm taking God and the angel, and I'm taking her to be in my life. God bless her. And I can't wait for that to happen. And she went through a change herself in her life. So it's kind of a fit. It's like the right time. So summarize all this week and this portion. Vayeshev, settle down. If you want to settle down, it's okay. But that's going to make you okay. If you want to join Debbie and me to make a difference in the world, feed people, make other family happy, it doesn't mean you're going to get something in return. Sometimes you're not even going to get thank you in return. But I think that's all what I can. It feels good to help the world to be a better place. And join us on this beautiful journey as we are truly plan to make a real difference in the year to come. And I'm going to try to do more videos on Hanukkah as we're getting closer, so you're going to have some idea. I think my son left on the web some deep explanation about Hanukkah. If you cannot understand it, that's okay. Hopefully I will come up with some lecture on Hanukkah. But other than that, Happy Hanukkah if I don't see you till next week. Miracle and wonder. And remember, the true miracle is overcoming something which is difficult, not achieving what you want. Thank you, and have a great evening.